This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to the return of winter on the last day of May.
How about the return of us?
Yeah,
John,
well, that's
it too.
Good for that, too. So the return of both of us. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. We are here every Sunday at this time from 8 till 9, our live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And we talk about here on the show the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how they can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And that is our mission statement here on the program. As always, we are live here in the studio. 855-839-1210 is our number. If you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly or you have a simple question, 855-839-1210. As we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John, it's good to be back, and it's good to start the show. And let's hope that none of the little gremlins of technology come and zap our show like they did last week.
Yes, okay. Well, we had what is called technical difficulties.
That's it. Okay, we're back.
We always start the show by talking about what it is you do, and no matter how many times we do this, invariably when you have a consultation, the first or second question is, what do you do, Dr. Molly?
Well, it is an interesting concept. We're a group of like-minded healthcare providers who all work out of my licensed facility in Marlton, New Jersey. And in doing so, we can do anything that any other provider can do for you, primary care or whatever. What separates us from normal, let's say, a primary doctor, he was on your corner, at least in Philly.
Yes.
That's what we used to go.
We had three on each corner.
Yes. And so you would go in there, and he'd see you, and he'd take care or whatever, and give you a B12 shot, and you'd go home. So we're very different in that our belief is we want to use the least amount of medication to help support you and to resolve your particular medical issue without putting you in harm's way, but more importantly, without you suffering the side effects of the pharmaceutical. So we do that in everything we do. We're always thinking about that as the outcome for our patient. And we use hydration therapy as the vehicle by which we are delivering the nutraceuticals or the natural substances, or as I like to call them, God's ingredients.
You mentioned pharmaceuticals. I want everybody to pay attention to the drug commercials.
Oh, my goodness.
Because
goodness,
the first 15 seconds is about the drug, and then the second 15 seconds or more is the disclaimer.
Yeah.
And many of them say it can cause death.
Well, that is true.
Why would you take that drug?
Well, you know what, John? Here's the thing. You know I'm not against pharmaceuticals, and indeed we use them. Many times we use them at repurposed pharmaceuticals. We may use microdosing. You know, that's a big thing right now. Look at all the weight reduction PR that's out there, and they talk about microdosing. We've been doing microdosing since the very beginning of time. For me, it's 30 years ago in October.
Yes.
So, yeah, there are ways to use pharmaceuticals in a repurposed manner that may not hurt the patient and still help effectuate the change, particularly with some of God's ingredients that may work along the same pathways.
Speaking of pharmaceuticals, we kind of been ingrained with, you know, pharmaceuticals and the traditional methods of care.
Right.
But you're a little different. Explain what your different philosophies are with regard to that.
Well, listen, you know, people come into us with a lot of conditions. The autoimmune, I'm seeing a rise in autoimmune, particularly in younger people, autoimmune. I'm also seeing a rise in people who've really had toxic exposures, mold. I'm seeing a rise in environmental issues. So we have an approach that may utilize some pharmaceuticals, but we utilize them again in a dose that may be less than they're used to taking. And in some cases, it's the actual nature of the pharmaceutical. We may want to use two instead of one in a reduced dose. So there's a lot of ins and outs. So that's one of the things. Our dosing is different. Our philosophy is different in that we want to use as much of the natural substances out there that can help effectuate the change. And possibly use some pharmaceuticals. Look, I never tell a patient, get off your drugs. Don't do that. Would we love to help you cut down on them? Yes. Are we very successful in cutting down on them? You're one of the guys that we did
yes,
it for.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
So we definitely can do that. God bless Dr. Pat and all my healthcare providers, my nurses. Bottom line is it can be done, but we have to look at the patient. And each patient in our clinic is an individual. There's no one-size-fits-all, and that includes pharmaceuticals.
You mentioned hydration, mm-hmm. and that's the cornerstone of what you do.
Yeah, that's the cornerstone of the treatment model. Yes.
Right. Well, why is that?
Because I can effectively give you a therapeutic dose of the natural substance more quickly and also get you to the end result in a more expedient manner.
Does the hydration necessarily work quicker than the pharmaceutical?
No, I'm not going to say that.
No.
I'm going to say that, well, in many, I can say that. In many cases, it may take 6 or 8 weeks. You know, somebody will tell you, stay on the drug. I would say antidepressants are a good one. You're on the drug. Oh, don't worry about it for like 2 months, right? That's true. Because it has to, you know, metabolically work. Well, that's true for the natural substances, too. You may need a little more time. So I won't say that it works more quickly, but I think the end result is better for the patient.
Because they have
no side effects, and we're able to cut down on some of these neurodrugs in particular.
Speaking of side effects, with the hydration, are there any side effects?
Well, you know, with natural substances, you can have an allergic reaction. You know that. I mean, this is why it's important that the patient tell us whether they have any allergies or whatever. But I got to tell you, in 30 years, thank God, and I do pray to the good Lord, I've never seen a critical side effect.
You always get this question, and I ask it just about every week. So, Dr. Molly, how many treatments do I need in order to feel better?
You know, isn't that interesting? Here's the thing. I ponder that question because you ask it every week. And I start seeing people tell me how great they feel after 3 or 4 treatments. And I say to myself, that's not going to last, right? That's
right,
not going
right.
to last. And here's why. The mitochondria, which I can go into, but I'm not going to go into that today. You've got to really look at what you're putting in for a patient. But I would say if people stay the course of the protocol that we lay out for them, they will see improvement, and they will see it fairly quickly, probably in as little as 5 to 10 weeks. But they've got to stick to the protocol. They can't just come in hit or miss or whatever. Doesn't work like that.
So you would come initially once or twice a week,
right.
And then later on you can cut down.
Right.
So that's how it works.
Right. Usually. Now, if you have cancer, you may want to come in a little more often in the beginning, depending on where you are within the continuum of your particular challenge. So, it really depends on the patient. But one thing I want to say again, we are not a health spa. We aren't where you come in and pick your drunk tank IV or your IV to look more beautiful or your weight. No, we want to look at you and know we're correcting a challenge of some kind for the patient. And if you have no challenges, we want to keep you that way and not let you get a challenge, right? So we're looking at this from a medical point of view.
What, in your experience, 30 years, boy, doesn't that seem like it was yesterday?
It can, many days. Some days it seems like it's longer than that.
Yeah. But in 30 years, what has worked best for you in terms of the conditions that you've helped treat?
I would say that we have helped a lot of cancer patients. And, you know, help for cancer patients may not mean cure the cancer. It may mean help people live with the cancer. That's something we're going to talk about today. It may mean keeping the side effects from conventional treatment way down so that they're able to really enjoy the grandkids. Look, you start the show by saying we want to improve your quality of life. That's what it's all about. Autoimmune. If you're running around and you're like got so much fatigue, you can't get out and enjoy the kids or whatever it is that you want to do. Play golf. What good is it?
You remember the dentist? We both went to her.
Oh, I loved her.
And, you know, she had to retire early. I mean, she wasn't even 60.
I know.
And had to retire because of autoimmune.
I know that.
And so, it was terrible. It's devastating,
right.
Really.
And that's great if you can retire, but there are some people who aren't in a position to retire. And, boy, I want to help these folks because there's nothing like having more time on your hands and having more sickness in your life.
Yeah, well, you said it best. I wanted to ask you, you know, you're talking about the different treatments and all
sure.
of the protocols. What are the ingredients? And you can't really give away all the secrets. But what are the typical ingredients?
Well, we know vitamins are in a lot of things, but vitamins, we're going to use minerals, we're going to use amino acids, we're going to use smaller proteins, we're going to use homeopathic, we're going to use some pharmaceuticals, but in a subclinical dosing or a variation and repurposed. I mean, there are many things we use in here, but for me, the most important thing has to do with my extracts, period. I extract from natural substances. By that I mean, I don't just go in and buy ascorbic acid off the shelf. No, everybody's doing that, okay? Oh, yeah, I know the company to order from, vitamin C,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay? I extract it from certain vegetables, et cetera.
So you extract from that, and what else do you use? I mean, is there something else that you can tell us?
I mean, there's a lot. We use a lot of amino acids. So NAD is very hot right now, NAD. Now, there are some man-made things that we use, like EDTA, chelation. I had a patient come in this week who's got plaquing all over, and the cardiologist said, well, you're 78. What the heck? Everybody has it. You know,
yeah. you might as well die.
Huh? Well, no, you know, I'm going to give you the statin. And imagine, he gives her the statin drug but doesn't tell her that statin is using up her what? Her coenzyme Q10, which actually has a lot to do with mitochondria function and energy, and she doesn't know why she's feeling so lousy. Well, there it is in the statin drug, right? Okay, and there are so many things we can help that patient with, not just the utilization of the chelation, but also with some of God's ingredients in terms of helping her not only feel better, but possibly reducing the plaque burden.
Here's the other question that you get in every consultation.
Sure.
Yeah, but Dr. Molly, you're talking about these ingredients. I can buy these in the health food store,
you
can
sure
I?
Can. And I urge you to go ahead and do it. The question becomes, are they any good? And how much of it do you need to take in order to really effectuate the change? And that's why hydration is so important. It's the vehicle by which a therapeutic dose can be delivered and also then effectuate the changes that we're looking at. You can take vitamin C orally from now to doomsday. You're never going to get the dose that I can give in the IV.
And you know, we've said that many times. Don't go into the health food store. I never go in without asking you.
I know. We've had quite an experience with
that. Yes, we have. But you go into the health food store, and it's like, rows and rows and rows of things.
John,
where do you go?
John,
you got to go with advice.
This is it. You got to go with advice. I mean, I'm always looking at what's out there. But, you know, the thing that you came to me with was the male enhancement thing. That was so incredible to me because it came in from a foreign country.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
And you couldn't read the label. I had to call the consulate. I called the consulate of that place. I can't say what it was. You remember that?
Yes, I remember it. Yeah.
And finally, they called back, well, what the hell are you asking? I said, this is what I'm asking. I said, I have a patient who brought this into me, and I can't decipher the ingredients. He goes through the ingredients for me. I said, John, there's a pharmaceutical in here that'll kill you if you take this along with what you're taking.
I do remember that,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and we are here every Sunday from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Our producer, Kirk, is on the phones, and he would love to talk to you. So would we. 855-839-1210. We're coming back. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And we give out that number because it's a pretty simple process. When you call, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will find out a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you or anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And as we said earlier, that's our mission statement here on the program. Give them a call, 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Our number here right now, you want to talk to Dr. Molly right now, immediately, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. I'm going to talk about, we normally save this kind of for the end of the show, but there's so many different patients and different situations. I know you wanted to talk about this one. A new patient with autoimmune. This is really a problem.
Well, yeah, she actually is a listener, and she's really a nice lady, Emma. And Emma came to me, and she has a myriad of issues. You know, the fatigue, things that are similar to pain syndromes, all the things that I look at. And, you know, she's been to places, nobody's telling her what's going on. She's a good example of what I think about when a patient comes in. I have to start thinking about the terrain, her terrain, the internal terrain in the body. And this is difficult for both autoimmune patients and in particular also cancer patients, who I believe is an autoimmune disease. We have a call already?
No, we got a couple. So.
Oh, okay. So I want to get into this, John, but we can take our calls.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's first talk to our good buddy, Frank. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly.
I'm glad
Dr.
to hear
Molly,
from you.
I don't have any kind of question. I just love your program every week. I call in every week to say hi to you and John. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. You were doomed to be a scientist. You got some chemistry set when you were a little kid. And John,
right.
not a silver spoon. He was born with a golden microphone in his hand.
That's right.
Here, Joe. Everyone else said, you're the best, Dr. Molly. I love you, Sharon.
Aren't you
Sunday.
Sweet.
So,
thank you.
More callers, but I'll let you go. But you got
God
a great
bless
program,
you.
Dr. Molly and John. I appreciate
God
it every
God
Sunday.
Bless
thank you.
You.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks
God
for the kind
you.
Words.
God
as
bless
always.
You, Frank. Have
We're
going
to talk
June.
To Brenda in Connecticut.
Brenda.
Good morning. Welcome.
Brenda, how are you?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly. I am your number one fan listening from
Southeastern come on.
Connecticut.
God bless you. Hey, listen, we want you to come back. Brenda was kind enough to come all the way down from Connecticut to see us. I want you to come back so we can at least buy you lunch. And, okay? You're a good lady.
Thank you, thank you. You already fed me lunch. I was there for somebody's birthday, I think.
I remember. That's why we said we wanted to give it to you again. Actually, lovely Linda said, you know, Brenda's a piece of work. I said, I know that because you drove down yourself. So we admire women like you. You know, you take care of your health and you're interested in your health. And I think you've had your own experiences with conventional that wasn't so good. So we appreciate you, Brenda. And by the way, go ahead.
I have a question. Insulin resistance. They say it's, you know, you're in the middle, your belly is fat from it.
Yes.
And can changing the foods that you eat, can that cure this?
Changing how you eat could help with it. But I think, you know, that's a real metabolic issue, insulin resistance. But, you know, I'm thinking about, I got your blood work in, and I don't remember your insulin level being that high. So, yes, in your case, maybe the dietary changes may help enough. And, of course, exercise a little bit, which I know you don't just sit around, which I like. But there are some other things that we could probably recommend that you start taking that may help a little bit more, like alpha lipoic acid and a couple other things. If you call the office on Monday, which is a better day, you know, Tuesdays is crazy there, it would be good. I can give you a list of things that you might be able to get. Better yet, I'm just going to send them to you, Brenda. I'm going to send it out. I'll have Joanne get on it this week. But I think if you add a couple of these nutraceuticals to what you're doing and you watch your sugar intake, meaning your white sugar, you know, complex is okay, but even that, not so much. I think you'll be okay. But I got to tell you, as I recollect, you're not huge around the middle, honey. You're doing better. You're okay. All right?
Well,
God bless you.
I'm certainly not petite. Thank you, Dr. Molly. So
God bless you.
Nice hearing your show today.
Nice hearing yours.
Thanks for
Thank
the call,
you.
Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
I've done that drive, by the way.
I know, Connecticut. I know.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure she gets a couple of things on Monday. She's a really, really nice person.
All right, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We were talking about this new patient with the autoimmune situation.
Right, and what I'm saying is that got me thinking about terrain, and I'm always thinking about terrain, actually, in particular with my cancer patients, and I'll go into that in a minute. But the point is, there are several things that are her challenges. And up until she came to me, I think that most physicians or most healthcare providers actually told her it was in her head, that's it. I'm leaning towards maybe an environmental trigger that started this, caused an inflammation process, and we're on it. We took we're taking a ton of blood on Tuesday when she comes back, because she'll be during the day. She came in the evening, so it was a little difficult to get blood work. But just based on the discussion, I think we've got something that's going to be an interesting case as we move forward.
You know, if you had a dollar for every patient that said a doctor told them it was in your head,
right,
you would be rich.
I would be wealthy, yeah. You're right about that, John.
I mean, you know, how many times have you heard that?
Every week I get somebody who tells me, now you know what? A lot of my patients just laugh at their docs. Yeah, it's in my head, but I'm feeling better thanks to you. And I love it because I tell my patients, you have respect for the healthcare providers who you're going to, too, because we need them. But, you know, John, I want to go back to the terrain. Because somebody once said to me, because I mentioned terrain when speaking to one of my patients, and they said, what is it?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. When you're talking about terrain, you mean the earth, like the
well, that's that can get you thinking about it. No, I mean our internal terrain.
Okay.
Meaning the body's internal terrain.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. And can I go on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, and actually it came up because one of my patients was a gardener. And they're telling me about their planning and all this. And they said, what happened was these dandelions kept springing up. And then I said, you know, very much like our terrain. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, look, I'm a city girl, so I don't know about dandelions, but I think they're weeds, right?
Yes, they are.
Well, if you think about cellular dysregulation, when we look at cancer in particular, that's like having weeds in going on. So our terrain is our internal terrain, which means our genetics, our epigenetics, our genetics. Did we get a bad gene in our birth? The epigenetics, do we live a life that's loaded up with sugar, etc.? We need to look at that. We have to look at blood sugar. That's part of the terrain. We have to look at toxic load, the patient who came into me. So you can see already I'm thinking about all of these things when you come in. I have to think about your GI tract, your digestion. How's the elimination? What's the microbiome? What, do we have enough good bacteria in our gut? Exactly like when you plant, you've got to have like the fertilizer and things. So when you think about these things, this is how I think about the body. We need the immune functions to work, right? What's going on with the white blood cells? Do we have a situation of inflammation, which we know is the enemy to having a good terrain, right? Inflammation, I tell you, is the devil, right? Oxidative stress. By that, I mean, do we have a trigger that starts everything up, and are we drinking too much Coke? And there's just so much. How about the hormone balance? How about hormone balance? And don't forget the mental and emotional health challenges that we have every day. Just the stress of working the way most of us work. So how do we look at this? Is everything I'm looking at a patient the minute they come in. I'm thinking about each and every one of those things.
And that's a good point to break right here. Okay. We are at the halfway point of the show. And already, well, time flies when you're having fun, as I always say. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We always tell you, call early in the show so we can really delve into your situation or your problem. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio again, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. The number, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. When you call, you want to book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will really learn a lot. In fact, a lot of your questions may be answered in that session. 856-489-0505, and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. Health Watch is the program every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Questions right now for Dr. Molly or a medical challenge that you want to run by her, give us a call, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We're picking up where we left off, Dr. Molly, about a new patient and autoimmune and terrain.
I want to talk about terrain as a principle as applies to the internal parts of our bodies. The health of our cells and tissues depend on the health of the surrounding cells and tissues. So here we go. What do we do to make that healthier, right? That's the terrain. We know that cancer makes our body unhospitable, right, to the normal cellular functions. It makes it unhospitable to the mitochondria. So again, we have to look at part of those things that I look at, like the inflammation. So we have to control the inflammation. Now, we do a great job with that with the hydration therapies. We're able to help patients control. However, what do we need to do to control it chronically? We've got to tell the patient many things in their diet may have to change, may have to get out. They may have to use a different type of diet. A good thing about that is people who have GI problems, right? If they have a gluten allergy, we find that really their GI problem is really related to a problem with what they're eating. So the terrain then is affected by what they're eating. So therefore, it allows the inflammation to foster in the GI tract. So think about this, folks. It's not just what we do, right? We can help solve the problem. We can bring you back to homeostasis. And then you've got to help me a little by changing some of your lifestyle. And that's what I'm getting at.
Is that difficult to do for get people to change their lifestyle?
Yeah, it is, because we're so used to just getting up in the morning and having our coffee and eating our, you know, Wheaties or whatever the heck it is. And you know, we forget that, you know, chronic inflammation is a problem, right? So, right, we help bring people back to homeostasis. And it's always back to Goldilocks for me. It's like I have people come in. Now, they're passionate about nutrition, very passionate. Oh, my nutritionist says my body has to be alkaline. Yes, okay, alkalinity is good because we know cancer can't survive in an alkaline environment. Wait. But do I want to see you in an alkaline level of 9? No, because now you have your whole life is affected by conditions that will grow in alkalinity. In other words, my job then is to bring you back to homeostasis, which means bring you down from a high alkalinity to an alkalinity that is appropriate, okay, like 7.1 or something.
You said alkaline level 9.
That's not high. No, that's too high. That's too high. People, that's a great thing for thrush and things like that and funguses to grow. So, you know, when people have that kind of alkalinity, usually they're near death. Honestly. So it's like I laughed about it. I said, what do you mean? Okay, well, I need to be like 8 or 9. No, that's way too much. I said, go back and let's talk to your nutritionist together. And indeed, that isn't what his nutritionist was saying. She was just saying, I think you need more of an alkaline diet. Okay. So again, it's my job to help educate a patient in really what we're talking about. Terrain is a very easy concept. If you think about your garden, if you do the proper things for your garden, the good flowers grow and the weeds die.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And indeed, that's what I want to do for the internal mechanism of the body. But I'm saying we use hydration therapy, right, to help in that, so we can give you a jump start. I think you look at us as your body's Miracle-Gro. That's what I want to say. use our hydration therapy as your body's Miracle-Gro. It's an additive to everything else we need to do to make sure that we can, what? Hold inflammation down. How do we do that? John, we give you anti-inflammatories, right? How do we help you make a more hospitable environment for good cells and mitochondrial health? We give you antioxidants, right? How do we help you possibly stop the pathways of cancer, the cancer pathways, looking at the NFKB pathway, for example? We look at that and we show you by giving you things that we know will help that. Turmeric is one of them. And cut that signaling. So when we're looking at a patient, I'm looking at all of those things I mentioned earlier in the show and know that we really have to help a patient absolutely look at their internal terrain and know how to use that in helping correct the metabolics, the mitochondria dysfunction, and the cellular dysregulation. And that's really what I'm getting at.
So you put people on with hydration. That's
the hydration vehicle.
But then also, do you supplement that with health food store products?
Right. You know that I use a particular line of products. I don't necessarily have to sell them to them. You know, I do believe in certain brands because there's a lot of stuff out there that's junk. But we might want to put them on something to improve their immune system. So we do that by giving you beta-glucan in the bag, among other things. Now, these are just partial of what we do, right? Partial supplements. But I might want to put you on something in addition to that on the outside. But more than that, I want to talk to you about making sure you cut out the white sugar, the simple sugars. I want you away from that. I want you to think about when you're eating complex sugars that the body's looking at that and still metabolizing them as glucose, right? We need to look at all these things. So it's not just you come in, do your 10 treatments, and you're all of a sudden a miracle. It's not like walking through, you know, you go in one door and out the other one's all new. No, no. Same thing with regenerative medicine. Yes, we can give you the base things that we need to help regenerate things, like PRP in your knee. But guess what? You got to help us too. Possibly taking a collagen outside. I'll give you collagen in your IV, but you might have to do a little bit on the outside. And therein lies the rub. And people do listen. I think that it's been interesting, because if people take the time to come in to see me, right, they know that it's more than just walking in, getting the fluid, and you're a new person, okay? Like Frankenstein, you walk in, hey, you come out beautiful, and you're beautiful. No, it doesn't work like that. And I think that's where we have gone wrong in lots of things. This is a delicate balance. We have to go back to Goldilocks for many things, because if we do too much, we can make you sick, and if we do too little, we can make you sick.
You know, I'm thinking about this as you were talking about the various things that you do. And I know for myself, you know, you told me, stay away from the sugars. And, I cut that out, I feel so much better.
Of course.
And that's just one example,
right,
of advice that you give, yeah, along the way with the treatments.
Well, exactly. And like the microbiome. Of course, people say to me, well, Dr. Molly, you're really not interested that much in the microbiome. I said, I am very interested in the microbiome. We have to look at that, right? Because people who are sick, they may have leaky gut, right? That's a problem. So again, everything has to be delivered in that hydration. It's not a Chinese menu, because it cannot be. I'm looking at preserving your microbiome, and I'm looking at also enhancing your microbiome. So we're not just saying, here, throw vitamin C at somebody, they're going to feel better. It's not like that, John. That's the point.
We are coming up now on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. Every Sunday we're here, the live version from 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, we still have time to take your calls. If you have a question for Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge and you want to run by her, 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. In fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. When you call, simple, just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. You will learn a lot, and you will find out how much Dr. Molly can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. And again, 856-489-0505. The website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. And a quick reminder that if you missed any of today's show, or you want to hear it again, or you just like hearing us here on the radio, our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, John, before we go into the patients, I just want to wrap up the terrain conversation by saying, listen, what makes us different from spas, et cetera, is that we treat the individual terrain. In other words, you come in, we look at you, we say, where's the issue stemming from? And how do we look for a chronic condition? How do we look for things related to the cancer in this particular patient? then we address the terrain area, whether it's mitochondria dysfunction, which we know is across the board, but where is it? Is it in the GI tract? Is it in the brain? Is it where is it? And then the appropriate IV is given. So you really can't come into our place and say, hey, I just need some vitamin C today, or I need some Bs.
Doesn't work that way, right?
And I have no problem with people going places that say alleges that they work that way, but I don't think that they're doing a service for the patient, because if we don't optimize the entire body's metabolics and terrain, what are we doing?
Okay, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have a couple of minutes left of the show, so we have time to take one or two of your calls quickly. 855-839-1210. I want to talk about, this is interesting, Dr. Molly. You have a cancer patient who has resisted the surgery.
Yeah.
And talk about this.
Well, she's a wonderful woman. Wonderful. Does a lot of research. She's very, very intelligent, knows a lot about what's going on. And she didn't just do what we did, meaning she isn't just doing the hydration therapy or what we're doing for the cancer. She's looking at other methodologies out there, which I encourage my cancer patients to do. Look, we're not one size fits all with cancer either. There are other modalities out there, whether it's a heat modality, whether it's, cold plunge, whatever. Bottom line, I'm for anything that helps you. But one thing I say all the time, get it out. If you have a tumor, if you are an active cancer, let's get that cancer under control. The tumor, right? The original tumor. Because that's what conventional is good at. Conventional is great at what? Reducing tumor size. Then we can come in, boy, and switch up that terrain and ultimately make you feel like $1 million again and really be able to control you as you're going through your cancer journey. So I am very, I tried to help her the best way we can. I mean, we've encouraged, we had another patient who just went to the surgeon that we talk about, especially for breast surgeon for women. Many times they only want to do the lumpectomy, and lots of times the surgeons say they can't do the lumpectomy. So you want to hear the rationale for that. And if you need to, we can send you to for a second opinion. But you don't just sit around in inertia, right? You don't do that. I mean, conventionally, you get on the horn and get it done.
Why does cancer come back?
The terrain. Exactly. You've created an unhealthy terrain. And even after you've done everything right, you've cut off the sugar, you've cut off everything. See, that's it. We worry about reducing tumor, but we don't worry about everything else. All those points I made earlier, the inflammation, the epigenetics and all. We just worry about the cancer tumor and say, if we reduce the tumor, we've made it. No, yeah, we're cancer-free in the moment, but my objective is to make you cancer-free in the long haul. And there are ways to do that. And part of that has to be done from you. So I'm all for other ways to do this, nutritionally, other modalities. I really want people to realize. But bottom line is you must do something, John.
You had you have a patient with an extreme wound, and I know she had a little situation, and you kind of solved it
phone. Right. She's in Indiana. She's actually in Kentucky. So, yeah, she called up. She opened up the wound again because she was out doing something on the farming, and she got another cut in the same area. So she was smart enough to call us right away because she could see it was getting worse, the cellulitis. So, indeed, we jumped on it. We were able to put her on. Dr. Casca ordered the appropriate antibiotic, basically because we had the cultures from the last time. We started her immediately on the oral antibiotic. She's doing well. She'll be up to see us in a couple of weeks. She said, oh, my God, am I glad I called you. Point of that story is just because you come to me for whatever amount of time doesn't mean we leave you, I hold you in my hand and then I let you go. No, we want to be involved in your health care after you leave us. That's an important piece, and we will be.
There was another young woman, and another out-of-town patient, with an autoimmune
Oh, she's
problem.
Coming in this week. Yes. Yeah, she's very young, and she's also got some fertility issues. So one of the things I want to do is I want to really measure CoQ10 in her, because I just read story data saying that CoQ10 is very, very involved in the fertility issues. But we also had to get most of her lupus, et cetera, under control, and we have. She said she's doing great. So let's hope.
Is CoQ10, should everybody take that?
Well, you should take any. Yes, everybody can take it. Sure. Got to get the right kind, and not too much, not too little. But if you're on a statin drug, hopefully by now you know enough that you should be on CoQ10. It's all over the TV, the radio, that when you take a statin drug, you definitely need to be on CoQ10.
I'm on CoQ10.
I know you are, because we put you on
that's
it tonight.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Is there any other, we have about a minute left of the show. Is there any other patients or any other situations?
I have a lot of patients with a lot of challenges. I had Frank, who I think I spoke about last week. He had a blood dyscrasia. He's doing great. He is cancer-free in the moment. Now, he's a good example of terrain. He manages his diet well. He looks at other ways to treat. He is very bright, a brilliant boy. He's into technology. He knows that, you know, he has to limit his exposures to certain things like the toxins. And indeed, that has helped him, I think, help me overcome his situation.
And did he do conventional treatment?
Oh, yes. And he said to me this past time, Molly, I don't think I could have got through that conventional without you. And I said, I really appreciate that, Frank, because I appreciate how thoughtful you were while going through it. In other words, he came in when I asked him to. He did what I asked him to do outside, and as a result, he is. And he had a blood dyscrasia. Very tough.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. Check out the website as well, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget to listen to our Health Watch replay. You'll hear it all over again this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann. And then, of course, there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great week, a safe and a healthy and a happy one. And we'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.